is one word that I think the church needs, we all need. And the word is encouragement. Can we say that together? Encouragement. We all need it. This is Father's Day, right? I don't know about you. I wish I can't go back. I have so many regrets as a father. I kind of wanted to be a friend to my kids, you know. Can't do that. Thank God for my wife. They're doing, thank God for her. But whatever we're involved in, we need encouragement. Now, heard a story about a little six-year-old boy who restlessly struggled to listen to a rather lengthy sermon. Don't worry, it's not going to be that long. After the service, the little boy asked the question that sooner or later most kids ask. Dad, what does the preacher do the rest of the week? The dad replied, son, he's a very busy man. He takes care of church business, visits the sick, studies the Bible, and he has to take time to rest up. You see, preaching in public is not an easy job. The little boy thought for a moment, and he said, well, you know, listen to him ain't so easy either. Well, this morning, listening, I've got a whole new appreciation. My wife preaches, so I've got a whole new appreciation for the person that sits in the pews or the chairs. And I realize it's not so easy because Jesus has given us quite a task. He really has. He wants us to follow him and influence people. And one of the greatest ways to do that is encouragement. We're all wondering, how can I do that? It's encouragement. Because remember, we just sang Jesus loves me. Repeat after me, please. God loves me. God loves me. God loves you. God loves people I don't know. God loves people I don't know. God loves people I don't like. Ooh. God loves everybody. And here's the mission he's given us. This is from The Message. Let me tell you why you're here. You're here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage. Here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going to go public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop on a light stand, shine! Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. Be opening up to others. You'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. Remember that little song? This little light of mine, got your light? Let's go. Ready? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Now, it's not easy, is it? Life can be tough. Encouragement. One of the first sermons I heard in Bible college was by Dr. Marion Henderson. Be a Barnabas. Be a Barnabas. Look up Barnabas. He was always encouraging others. When people were ready to not admit Paul into the body of Christ, Barnabas was an encourager. Said, come on, encouragement. That's what I want us to do today, because God loves everybody. We are to follow Jesus and influence people. How do we do that? We encourage people. We encourage. God encourages us. We encourage others. Now, during a practice session, anybody, any Green Bay Packer fans here? Huh? A few, yeah. Oh, by the way, since we last won here, the Cubs won the World Series. Did you hear about that? Oh, I know, I know. Okay, I just had to throw that in. I'm sorry. Okay. Well, things were not going well for Vince Lombardi, one of the greatest coaches of all time, maybe the greatest. Lombardi singled out one big guard for his failure to put out. It was a hot, muggy day when the coach called his guard aside and leveled his awesome vocal guns on him, as only Lombardi could. Son, he said, you are a lousy football player. You're not blocking, you're not tackling, you're not putting out. As a matter of fact, it's all over for you today. Go take a shower. Well, the big guard dropped his head and walked into the dressing room. 45 minutes later, when Lombardi walked in, he saw the big guard sitting in front of his locker, still wearing his uniform. His head was bowed and he was sobbing quietly. Vince Lombardi, ever the changeable but always the compassionate warrior, did something of an about-face that was also typical of him. He walked over to his football player, put his arm around his shoulder and said, son, I told you the truth. You're a lousy football player. You're not blocking, you're not tackling, you're not putting out. However, in all fairness to you, I should have finished the story. Inside of you, son, there is a great football player. And I'm going to stick by your side until the great football player inside of you has a chance to come out and assert himself. With these words, and encouragement. Jerry Kramer straightened up and felt a great deal better. As a matter of fact, he felt so much better, he went on to become one of the all-time greats in football and was voted the all-time guard in the first 50 years of professional football. Encouragement. You just never know what's going to happen when we encourage somebody. What do we do with that emoji? You know, you ever sent that emoji? Ah, or whatever, one of those funny emojis. Encouragement. We all need it. Now, the word in the Bible, Greek, comes from the word parakaleo. It's two words, para, to the side of, and kaleo, to call. Thus, encouragement means that we come alongside of somebody and call to them. What do we call? I believe in you. You can do it. Get up and try again. Anybody ever see that crazy movie, The Water Boy? Any with Adam Sandler. Remember, he's getting ready to face his nemesis and he's afraid, and there's this old redneck from the crowd says, "You can do it. You can do it. I believe in you." So turn to somebody and say, "I believe in you. I believe in you." Turn to somebody and say, "You can do it. You can do it." Turn to somebody and say, "Get up and try again. Get up and try again." We need that. Every one of us needs that, don't we? We need it every day. Now, Jordan Spieth didn't do very well in this year's Open, but in the Masters Tournament, remember a few years ago when he was in the bulk of the Masters Tournament, and I'll never forget, the mic overheard something that his caddy said. Jordan Spieth takes a long time looking at putts, but he was trying to focus on his shot, and I heard his caddy say, "You can do this. You've got this." Don't we need to hear that? Do you need to hear that today from God? Do I need to hear that? Do we need to hear that from somebody? Jackson Brown wrote a song about regret. "These days, I've been out walking. I don't do too much talking these days. These days, I seem to think a lot about the things that I forgot to do and all the times I had the chance to. Don't confront me with my failures," he said. "I had not forgotten them." How many times, how many failures can we all remember, huh? As a dad, as a mom, as a person, whatever in life. And the devil comes up always reminding us, doesn't it? But one of the key things that we do when we assemble as the body of Christ is to come alongside of people and call to them and say, "You can make it." That's what we do together every day. We do that together. Now, what did I read? Now, there are different ways to do it. A woman went to the doctor's office. She was seen by one of the new doctors. But after about 4 minutes in the examination room, she burst out screaming and she ran down the hall. As an older doctor stopped and asked her what the problem was, she explained, he had her sit down and relax in another room. The older doctor marched back to the first and demanded, "What's the matter with you? Mrs. Terry is 63 years old. She has 4 grown children and 7 grandchildren. And you told her she was pregnant?" The new doctor smiled smugly as he continued to write his clipboard. "It cured her of her hiccups, didn't it?" Well, there's different ways. There's different ways to encourage. Hebrews says, "Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. Be an encourager, not a discourager." Robert Fulton completed his first commercial steamboat in 1807. The vessel was 150 foot long, 13 feet wide, drawing 2 feet of water. So on Monday, August 17th, the boat moved from its mooring on the East River in Greenwich Village. It went a short distance and then it stopped. Fulton had a rich uncle whom he had tried to invest in the project. The uncle refused, saying it would never work. Fulton's uncle was on the shore on the day of the maiden voyage. Fulton journaled this event. This is what he said. Here it is. "The moment arrived in which the word was to be given for the boat to move. My friends were in groups on the deck. There was anxiety mixed with fear among them. They were silent, sad, and weary. I read in their looks nothing but disaster and almost repented of my efforts. The signal was given, and the boat moved on a short distance, and then it stopped and became immovable. To the silence of the preceding moment, now succeeding murmurs, discontent and agitation, and whispers and shrugs, I could hear distinctly repeated, 'I told you it was so. It is a foolish scheme. I wish we were well out of it.' Much of this came from his uncle. Fulton got out his toolbox, repaired the problem within a half an hour. Soon there was a belch of vapor, and a craft started moving, and the uncle, who had said he'll never get started, went along the shore as the boat said, "We'll never get it stopped! We'll never get it stopped!" That story is so similar to our lives. We're all in a boat, aren't we? We're all in the same boat. We're on a long journey, a fantastic adventure in trusting God, not knowing sometimes whether we're going to make it. And as we push out to sea, sadly, there are very few people who stand there to give us encouragement. I don't know about you, but most of the time, I've seen people critical or negative, and especially in the church, God help us. And that's a pretty sad commentary on life. Yes, if somebody's going to do something foolish, we'd better discourage them, right? But I'm talking about the everyday stuff of life. But it's very true for most of us. There are many discouragers in life, but very few encouragers. Which one are we? Huh? Are we an encourager or are we a discourager? Can't go back, but we can go forward. Many people, unfortunately, are better at discouraging others than encourage them, right? One study found, are you ready for this? That it indicated that it takes four positive comments to offset the effect of one negative or critical comment. Wow! Why do you suppose teams prefer to play at home? It's called the home field or home court advantage. It's because athletes perform better when the bulk of people are cheering them on. We need a word of encouragement. The world needs a word of encouragement. The world needs Jesus. He is the encouragement. Everybody needs encouragement. Abraham Lincoln, the night of Abraham Lincoln, was assassinated at Ford's Theater. You may have read this. He was carrying the following comments: two pairs of glasses, a small velvet eyeglass cleaner, an ivory pocket knife, a large handkerchief with A. Lincoln stitched in red, a tiny pencil, a brass sleeve button, a fancy watch fob, and a brown wallet with a Confederate $5 bill. But there was something else he carried: 8 newspaper clippings that he had cut out personally, praising him that he was a great president. We all need encouragement. I saw this sign above a nursery. I forget which church it was. I was filling in. And it was like this. It was a sign above the nursery. 1 Corinthians 15:51. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. Now, we need that, don't we? Huh? Maybe we need to be changed from a discourager to an encourager. Now, we got to do it. It's like exercise, all right? I want to challenge you today to make a commitment to encourage somebody, all right? It may be start with a prayer challenge. It may be that we just need encouragement from the Lord. Lord, please show yourself to me this week. Can we all say that together? Lord, please show yourself to me this week. That's a simple prayer. I encourage you to say it every day. But we need to do it. It's kind of like Marcia and my wife Marcia decided to join a health club, Silver Sneakers. And she was telling me, she said, they went to the health club, she said. But she said, by the time we bent, we twisted, we gyrated, we jumped up and down, and by the time they got their leotards on, the class was over. You know, isn't that the truth? We come to church, we raise our hands, we sing our songs, we clap, 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 and then we go out of here, and what do? Do we encourage or do we discourage? I'm talking to myself too. I decided to join a health club. I spent about $400. Haven't lost a pound. I told my daughter, who's a health nut. She said, Dad, apparently you're just not showing up, are you? Well, that's the truth. Marcia and I, we go to every Friday morning, we go to the nursing home. And we really have fun. We just, the folks there are just, we get so much more than what we give. We just sing all kinds of songs. And so what we did one day, you know, we're trying to make fun. I'm not trying to make fun of getting old, but it's, you got to have a sense of humor as you get old, don't you? Huh? You got to. And so we were doing a karaoke. We were doing karaoke. We were rocking at 10:30 in the morning at the Walker Nursing Home. We were really rocking out. But here, we changed some of the songs from the 60s. See if you remember some of these. Remember the BG, Herman Hermits, Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter? Well, we changed it. We said, Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Walker. And remember Ringo Starr, I get by with a little help from my friends? Well, we sang this song. We said, I get a little help from Depends. And the Bee Gees, How Do You Mend a Broken Heart? We sang, How Do You Mend a Broken Hip? Paul Simon, 50 Ways to Lose Your Lover? We sang, 50 Ways to Lose Your Liver. And then Abbott, we did Denture Queen. And then the favorite was Willie Nelson on the road again. And everybody loved this, on the commode again. Just can't wait to get on the commode again. Well, there are many ways. I'm not making fun of getting old, but you got to have a sense of humor, don't you? You really do. And sometimes all we need is just a look or a note. There's my granddaughter, Brooke. Every time I get kind of discouraged, I think I told you about my little grandson. He's just a wild kid, and he's been great for my prayer life, because every time he goes to bed, I say, "Thank you, God, he's finally asleep." You know, but my granddaughter Brooke, who's not little anymore, she's 10. She wrote this, and I get this out. She wrote this to Grandma and Grandpa. She said, "Thank you for getting this for me." We got her some shelf. She wanted to write this. She said, "I'm very happy with writing this. Thank you so much. I love it. Lots of love, Brooke." And then she put a P.S. "I will always love you." Now that means a lot. You know, grandparents, what that means. Repeat after me. God loves me. God loves me. God loves you. God loves you. God loves people I don't know. God loves people I don't like. God loves everybody. God wants us to encourage each other. Sometimes it has to start with just letting God encourage us. "Lord, please show yourself to me this week." That's a challenge. I want to ask you to pray that prayer this week. And then don't just keep it to yourself. Find ways to encourage. You do that all the time. You probably do that anyway. You're a loving church. It's obvious. But we have to keep going until Jesus comes back, don't we? Because we never know what's going to happen. I think since the last time I was here, a real good friend of ours was, in fact, it happened last August. Because you know life, you never know what's going to happen. We had his daughter, we had done her wedding ceremony. It was in a pumpkin patch. Sarah, beautiful young lady. And married Adam. And she'd always had a problem with depression, but we thought she'd whipped it. She's going to be vice principal at Glenwood Chatham High School. And we were getting ready to go to the Smoky Mountains, and Jerry called and just couldn't hardly speak. Evidently, Sarah, just before school was to start last year, her husband went for a run. Sarah locked the dogs in the basement, took a gun, shot herself. Beautiful, young, Christian lady. I didn't know what to say. Maybe there's some magic words. We just ran to Jerry and Vicky's house and just gave them hugs and cried with them. And it's a pain that will never go away, like the folks that were killed at Sandy Hook, the small kids. That's life sometimes. It just comes at us. But we need to encourage. God's put us here to encourage each other. Whether it's the real heavy stuff of life, or it's just the simple stuff. I just need somebody to say, "You can do it. I believe in you. You can make it." How about it, the Story Christian Church? Are we an encourager or a discourager? Huh? Encourage. Find someone to encourage before this day is out, huh? Okay, are you ready for our song? Tell me, whose side are you leaning on, all right? Leaning on the Lord's side. Tell me, whose side are you leaning on? Leaning on the Lord's side. Tell me, whose side are you leaning on? Leaning on the Lord's side. I lean, I lean, I lean, I lean. Leaning on the Lord's side. I lean, I lean, I lean, I lean. Leaning on the Lord's side. We're going to sing our decision hymn today. And maybe you need to make a decision. Maybe you need to accept Jesus Christ. What an encouragement for you to live forever, and what an encouragement to the rest of us. Maybe you need prayer. I know the elders here or folks would pray with you, an encouragement of prayer. Or maybe afterwards you'll just seek someone out. Oh, I pray that we'll do that today. God's given us a fantastic adventure in trusting Him. Will we encourage or discourage? Let's sing and let's decide as God leads.
and soothe me. Do me.